Chapter 4. The Messenger of Gods. Touchstone. According to the myth, on the very first day when he was born, Hermes stole some cattle from his half-brother Apollo. But the theft had been witnessed by an old shepherd named Battus. Frightened at being discovered, Hermes bribed him with the finest cow in the herd not to betray him. And the old man agreed. But out of distrust and uncertainty, Hermes pretended to go away first, and then returned to test the confidence of Battus in the disguise of Admetus, the owner of the cattle. He promised to offer Battus two of his best oxen if he would disclose the author of the theft. The ruse succeeded, for the old man could not resist the tempting bait and gave the desired information. As a punishment for the treachery, Hermes changed him into a lump of touchstone with his divine power. Touchstone literally means a stone used to test the fineness of gold alloys. But now, metaphorically, it often refers to a standard or criterion by which the validity or merit of something is judged or recognized. Caduceus. Known as the swift-footed messenger and ambassador of all the gods, Hermes is usually depicted as wearing petasus, a winged silver cap, and talaria, a pair of winged sandals. But his main symbol was caduceus, a winged herald's wand, or staff with two snakes twisting around it, which is sometimes confused with another wand possessed by Asclepius, the god of healing. With only one snake and no wings attached to it, the staff of Asclepius was generally associated with medical care, which is why it is now in the center of the flag of World Health Organization. Hermaphroditus. Hermaphroditus, whose name was a compound of his parents' names, was the son of Hermes and Aphrodite. One day, at the age of 15, when he was traveling in the woods, he encountered the nymph Salmacis, who fell immediately in love with this handsome boy. After a futile attempt to seduce him, Salmacis pretended to walk away. Then, when Hermaphroditus was about to take a bath in the empty waters, she sprang out from behind a tree and jumped into the pool. Despite his struggle, she entwined her arms around him and held tight. To avoid his escaping, the nymph called out to the gods that they should never part. Her wish was granted, and their bodies blended into one form. A creature of both sexes. Since then, anyone who bathed in that pool would be similarly transformed. Now the word hermaphrodites simply means one person, animal, or plant possessing physical traits of both male and female sexes. In modern English, there are many blending words that are formed in this way, such as Brexit, Eurabia, frenemy, bromance, etc.